by the Spirit, it's revealed to us. If you're studying with me, you probably have a depth of knowledge of the will of God. Especially if you studied all the other books, if you actually stuck with that. Because my thoughts are that, why would anyone stick with this if they can't hear it? It would seem to be just, you know, I feel like I could scare off people who ought not be studying with us. Now he ascended. What is it but that he descended first? The Lord, he went, you know, what is it that he went up except that he died first? See, it's one thing to just live and then just up to heaven. You know, he went up. And as the scriptures say, you know, it says Elijah and Enoch was not because the Lord took him. But according to Jesus, or according to John, depending on how you work your punctuation in the beginning of the book of John, John chapter 3, he says, I think it's probably John who says this, and no man hath ascended into heaven except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. The reason he said that is because maybe at the time he had ascended when he wrote this. And so, you know, no man has ascended into heaven except him. And to me, that means, there were other men who were, Elijah went up by a whirlwind. But did he stay there to reign like Christ did? And he certainly didn't rise from the dead. What if he was returned to earth? Or what if who knows? You know what I mean? And even so, those would just be exceptions. And there can be exceptions. You know, that's another thing. It's like people don't think there can be exceptions. We're like, well, here's the thing. If, if everyone went up to heaven when they died, then Elijah and Enoch wouldn't be exceptions at all. They'd just be what kind of normally happens, except their bodies weren't left behind. But Jesus rose from the dead. And that's what's going to happen to everyone who dies. We will all rise from the dead. Some to the resurrection of life, others to the resurrection of judgment. So he descended first in the lower parts of the earth. He descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Hearken, you know, he's above principalities, set down at the right hand of God. And through all that, meaning his death, his suffering, he went down. God, it's a mystery. God now raises him up, and now he has gifts to give to men. And what does he do? He gives out some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists. You know, you evangelists, no, it's the word angel is in there. Euangelius, Elistes, whatever, I can't pronounce it. You know, agelon is to be a messenger, which we get our word angel. It means a messenger, because in the Old Testament, that's what they were. Messengers. And so people are like, oh, look, a messenger from God, and so and so, and you know, but we also talk angelic, and it comes to mean to us obviously something entirely different. An angel is like this supernatural being, right? Because usually messengers from God are supernatural beings. So a human being can be referred to as an angel, like in Revelation, to the angel of the churches. Probably means to those people who are in charge of those churches, those who are delivering them the message to the individual churches. He gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists. You know, evangelists, it really bugs me that they've been given a bad name, because I am doing the work of an evangelist, really, because I'm trying to promote the good news. That's what, all that means is those who specialize in the dissemination of the good news or the dispensation of the gospel of grace. That is something that I do. In that sense, I'm a dispensationalist. Though, go back to the last chapter if you didn't listen to that, and you'll see what I think of dispensationalism, which I do not approve of. But my point is, I think evangelism is a good thing. Unfortunately, the way it's treated these days is very badly. You know, evangelism has become just a way of making converts to something that isn't anything like the gospel of Christ. That saddens me deeply. Because instead of this, you know, you think the seed of God would get planted in them, but instead, it's just like a nameless, stillborn nothing. Because they don't plant anything to do with the true Christ in them. But a lot of empty doctrine, which will not save. Some pastors, some teachers, instructors in the word, pastors, people look after you, look after the people of God. Pastor literally means shepherd. You know, pastor is a shepherd. That's what they are. They shepherd the people. It's one of the few places where it's used in a positive. I would say in the New Testament, it's like, man, most of the times that word, the Greek word for pastors, shepherds, appears in the New Testament. It's almost always in like a bad way. Ooh. Unless it's either of Christ as the true shepherd, or it talks about the shepherds who leave the flock and they don't look after the flock. And it's like when it's used a lot of time, you know, it's not good. Because my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err. I'm glad I know a few people who lead sheep who are pastors after the Lord's, you know, after the Lord's way, to lead the people unto good pasture and not to feed themselves, to make merchandise of the flock of God, who are not wolves in sheep's clothing. And for what? He gave these things for what? For the perfecting of the saints. The reason we have even pastors is for the perfecting of the saints. How can you have a pastor who teaches you can't be perfect, perfect saints?
Well, nobody's perfect. God knows I'm not.
If that's the person who's leading from you, get away from that man. It's one thing to say, you know, I have, you know, Paul said, you know, not as though you'd already obtained the fullness of what it means to be correct, but, right? But you gotta, by faith, you know, a lot of times things are said in faith that we are reaching for, we are trying to attain to. And if you have someone who doesn't think you'll ever attain to that, they're not of God. They don't serve Christ. I don't know what they're up there serving. It's most likely just themselves. And they may not even think so, but that's all they're really serving is themselves. They get to be somebody big in the world. Oh, minister. Oh, pastor.